Chapter 27, The Platform. Once the Malafa began to build the platform for Mary, they worked quickly and well. She enjoyed watching them because they could discuss without quarreling and cooperate without getting in each other's way, and because their techniques of splitting and cutting and joining wood were so elegant and effective. Within 2 days, the observation platform was designed and built and lifted into place. It was firm and spacious and comfortable, and when she had tried to climb up to it, she was as happy in one way as she had ever been. That one way was physically. In the dense green of the canopy, with the rich blue of the sky between the leaves, with the breeze keeping her skin cool, and the faint scent of the flowers delighting her whenever she sensed it, with the rustle of the leaves, the song of the hundreds of birds, and the distant murmur of the waves on the seashore, all her senses were lulled and nurtured, and if she could have stopped thinking, she would have been entirely lapped in bliss. But of course, thinking was what she was there for. And when she looked through her spyglass and saw the relentless outward drift of the Sroff, the shadow particles, it seemed to her as if happiness and life and hope were drifting away with them. She could find no explanation at all. 300 years, the Malafa had said. That was how long the trees had been failing, given that the shadow particles passed through all the worlds alike. Presumably, the same thing was happening in her universe, too, and in every other one. 300 years ago, the Royal Society was set up, the first true scientific society in her world. Newton was making his discoveries about optics and gravitation. 300 years ago, in Lyra's world, someone invented the alethiometer. At the same time, in that strange world through which she'd come to get here, the subtle knife was invented.